This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. On Twitter at TallCanAudio or at Facebook.com/TallCanAudio.
See, the sax player can stick around. The crazy screaming. That's good for hire. Yeah, just going over and over again. Not like, the song needs to breathe.
It's the exact same chorus that Bruce would have sung.
Tightly together.
Yep. You listen again.
Yeah. All right.
All right. This is sure. Audio Whiplash, man.
We'll listen to it again.
Yeah. Listen to the Bruce version. It's strung together. It's just not quite so up-tempo.
Manic.
Yeah. All right. What's going on, man?
Come on. I'm angered by that shit right there.
For sure.
Let it breathe, man. Let it breathe.
We get more feedback on that than almost anything else we've ever said on the show. Every week, people loving or hating that version of the open. It's blasphemous that you'd allow that cover of a classic Bruce song, and other people just loving the fucking extra boot given to it, and just up tempo a little bit, little something extra, a little hair on it, man.
Okay, you see that, ladies and gentlemen? Then we've got a small little capsule,
a small little lot of things
of the responses right there, because Rob is saying, yeah,
no mas,
let it breathe. And Matt's saying, I dig it. It's got some hair on it. That doesn't have any hair on it.
Okay.
That's got a little baby oil in a slap. That's what that's got.
Whack. Kicking your Peter. As we shared the podcast around Montreal last weekend and people taking offense to A Dick Slap in Good Time, a title of one of the earlier episodes of Tall Can Sports.
I've found people to find that to be highly enjoyable.
Okay. Good. Welcome, Montreal.
Welcome, good listener.
Yeah. Glad to have you. Speaking of feedback.
Yep. What do you got, Matt?
Christopher in Saskatchewan.
That's a far corner of the 100-acre wood right there.
Sent in response to our Goop, This Smells Like My Vagina candle.
Yeah.
An article to a Canadian company whose name I've since forgotten.
And had I read the article.
Three other Jewish names.
Schwartz, Goldstein, and...
Something.
Schmaltz.
Oppenheimer Taft. A Canadian candle, This Smells Like My Penis, that they claim smells identical to the Gwyneth Paltrow, This Smells Like My Vagina candle that we referenced on a previous episode. The only difference is, and they're very open about this, we're charging $25 more than the vagina candle.
More than the vagina candle?
And
wasn't
it
the vagina candle like $75?
Yep. And their point is, they are drawing attention to the wage gap in Canada that sees Canadian men and women doing the exact same jobs, but men earning 25% more than women on those jobs. So here's the exact same candle, but this one says penis, so it's getting charged $25 more. Is their point?
I originally thought you were going with an exchange rate.
No.
Canadian company versus an American Goop company.
Goop. I'm so still uncomfortable with the Goop, man.
Well, all right.
No one wants the Goop vagina.
Yeah.
Do they?
And now I just saw a Goop show, Goop Laboratories.
Oh.
And the vagina was on there.
Yeah.
The thing they were saying is.
YouPorn.com.
Yeah, no.
There's vagina on here.
Yeah. Okay. It smells like vagina.
Why I'm here. Yeah.
Actually, the name of the show.
This smells like vagina.
It's
all right.
It's not called The Vagina, which was...
No, it's called This Smells Like My Vagina.
No. Okay, but...
Yip it.
Shut your point for 1 second here and listen.
Are you new here?
The vagina is really just the birthing canal.
Mm-hmm.
The whole other that we call the vagina is actually the vulva. It's been incorrectly labeled as the vagina for all these years. It's the vulva.
I know, like a Volvo dump truck, like off-roading 4-foot-high tires.
If you're lucky. with accompanying mud flaps.
Yeah, obviously.
Anyways.
The candle.
So don't walk around in ignorance any longer, my friend.
We have not. We are correctly identifying the goop product, which says...
This smells like my birthing canal?
No, it says... This smells like my vagina.
I get it.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, Gwyneth on the show, it was a revelation to her as well.
Okay.
That it should smell, say, this
it
smells
should like, smell like her vulva.
This smells like my vulva.
Okay. Thoughts on the This Smells Like My Penis upgraded $25.
Because it's way better than This Smells Like Smegma.
This smells like the bottom side of my balls.
My balls is hot.
My balls.
So, I don't want to have any.
I like it. If we're doing this, if we're doing the genital candle.
See, I'm a 3-shower-a-day guy.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
It smells like butt.
Yes, exactly. I'm not sure I'm going in for.
You're not supposed to. This was offside on both. But I enjoy the fact that they have literally recreated one, called it penis over vagina, and said, bang, $25 more.
So $100. So I bought some all-natural beeswax candles at Christmas this year. $50.
That's ridiculous. Why?
And they smell like a choda.
The old chode.
Yeah.
Show titled.
Yeah, exactly. Does this smell like my choda?
I often wonder if the title of these podcasts is what scares off potential guests that at one point agree to come on, do a little research and go, no, didn't you just do the old chode podcast?
Yeah. Does this smell like my choda?
Stick around.
After hot yoga?
The hot yoga choda.
See?
All right.
Look, the show names itself.
Yeah,
really.
Too often.
Yeah. So I think the things that tickle your perverse
chode.
Yeah. Should not be what names the show. I think you should have somebody else name the show.
All right.
Not me.
Well, guess what, man? It's a small crew we're running out here, so.
All right.
Okay.
How about leaving it untitled and allowing listeners to name it in retrospect?
The listener's an asshole. He doesn't know any better. Listener.
It's just to him?
One listener.
That guy, Christopher,
the guy who's
Saskatchewan.
Listening.
Now, where in Saskatchewan is Christopher from?
Didn't say, man.
It just said Saskatchewan.
Yep. I think a lot of people, after hearing the last episode where you were naming people from all over central Ontario, full names... You know, maybe aren't super excited to offer theirs up and be outed
with
as a listener
physical
of the
Bruce,
show.
Physical Bruce.
The legend of Physical Bruce. But there were multiple full names on that show.
All right.
Communities. Norwoods.
People I went to high school with.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Most of them are dead. It's totally good.
Or they are now. At least their marriages or whatever you've done.
Sorry about that.
Did we have actual things to talk about on this show beyond the old goop candle?
But before we leave the penis candle, and again, I'm sorry, I didn't get the article.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if I'm wrong, it'll be in my inbox.
Yeah.
Does it have the wick comes out of the tip of the penis?
No. It's not a penis-shaped candle.
God, well, why not?
Well, because it wasn't a uterus-shaped...
Vulva. Vulva-shaped candle.
Whatever.
You know what? Okay, great point.
Thanks.
Sorry about that.
I get that compliment a lot.
I was thinking, it's a Greek I was thinking a lovely penis-shaped candle. With a little tallow coming right at the tip. You're like, look at that guy.
Burn one down.
See, honestly, wouldn't last too long.
Former Sen, Ben Harper, current Marley.
Yep. All right. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
You're right. It wasn't a vulva-shaped candle.
Agreed.
Although I'd buy one of those.
He already bought the old beeswax.
Got enough burning from a bunch of other ones.
Burns when I pee. Might as well be in a candle, too.
For sure.
I wanted to talk briefly, because everyone else has talked at nauseam about it. The old Kobe Bryant situation.
Yes.
So, our non-sports listeners who often check this out, you know who Kobe Bryant is, NBA All-Star, LA Laker, won an Oscar, all these sorts of things. He dies in a helicopter accident last Sunday. And his daughter's on board and several other people as well who, unfortunately, because of the way the media works, have just been relegated to and one of the seven other...
Yeah, seven other people.
Right. So on the day that we're all starting to find out that this has happened, it's a little rough, right? There are all sorts of reports flying around with varying levels of accuracy as to who might have been on the helicopter, what's actually happened, before things start to get nailed down. Once they do have it confirmed, which happened through Kobe's agent and ESPN and the family, and my understanding loosely is that TMZ, gross as they are,
broke it,
were the first to have it, contacted his representation or his family and said, we have this, we're going to report it, and essentially call who you want to call. Like, we're giving you 30 minutes, basically, and then this becomes news. And as gross as I think TMZ is, that's not his kids, his wife, his whatever, should not find out on TMZ. But right. At the same time, they also claim to be journalists and so have a job to do. And call and give the family essentially, we're not asking your permission. We're telling you this is what we're going to do. You have, 30 minutes to whatever. You can think what you want about TMZ. That's as much as they can offer, essentially, to be an outlet like that. What comes out after the fact is a few different reporters, but one from the Washington Post essentially mentions...
Directs you to an article.
Yes. Written, I think, 2 years earlier, back to a 2003 case where Kobe was accused of rape. Those of you who are sports fans will remember this. It was a big deal. And charges get dropped when she refuses to testify. It's settled out of court. Whether it's a big...
It was a civil lawsuit that was settled.
So whether it was because of, some money that he offered up. He admits he cheated on his wife. He doesn't admit to raping this woman.
What he said was...
She remembers this differently than I do.
It was consensual.
Yes.
But she remembers the incident and feels differently about the incident than I do.
That's right. So this was a big thing for a long time. It hung with Kobe for a long time.
His wife actually sued for divorce, I think, and then...
Reeled it back in.
Changed her mind.
So as tributes are pouring in to Kobe from across the sports world, he would be... At the time of his highest level of celebrity, one of the top five in the world, behind, one or two soccer players, maybe LeBron had come into the league. But he's known across Europe. He's known in China. He's known in South America. Obviously, he's known in North America.
A brand far beyond sport.
Right.
True.
So as these tributes are starting to rain down, right? This is what Kobe meant to me, and all the things that he accomplished. This reporter takes a moment to remind you of what was alleged to have happened between him and this woman in Colorado. The Washington Post, that she is an employee of, places her on administrative leave and sort of directing you to think that maybe this isn't the time to have brought up what Kobe's done. And the internet kind of explodes in response that says, in both directions, yeah, fuck her. He just died. You don't need to remind us of the bad stuff that he may or may not have done. And on the other side of the coin, you can't cover this up. She's a reporter. She's not. It's not even her article. She directed you to someone else's article that says this is what he may or may not have done, which seems legit as a reporter. And I'm curious, we're a few days out from that now. The Washington Post has unsuspended her. Like I said, they called it administrative leave and said that she did not violate their, you know, social media policies. I wonder whether it was the backlash or whether they found that she actually didn't. But I'm really uncomfortable with the idea that in the moment where somebody famous dies, we're also not allowed to talk about the darker side of what they may have been.
See, the thing is, and it's...
Hashtag too soon.
Yeah. Okay. Which, honestly, I've carried around long before Twitter was ever a thing, right? It's been something that's...
Sure.
Followed me throughout my life. Yeah. As soon as it happened... Right, you and I were in the same place. We were having a beer.
Yep.
When we both found out, and there's a lot of things that sort of race through your head about Kobe, and he was fairly polarizing as an athlete, not universally loved.
Right.
In his time, and I know. You and Maddie went through this on a previous sports show.
Yeah, TCS 388, if you want to hear us go in depth on
where,
Kobe.
Where he was eulogized. The reality is he was an 18-time All-Star, but only a one-time MVP.
Yep.
Five-time champion, one-time MVP. With the crazy skill he had, only once was he deemed to be the best in the league. Does that seem off to you? Does that seem...
Seems like he was a guy who had a hard time getting people to vote for him.
Right. And so I'm thankful you passed this article on today, and I was like, I don't know. I don't think it's right to bring attention to that on the day he and his daughter die in a tragic accident.
I think those three words you tagged on there are pretty prudent. Or crucial, and his daughter.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's only in the loss of life, in the tragic loss of life of the nine people on that helicopter, to deal with what happened, right? And all the things that brought this accident to its conclusion.
Right.
Those are the things we need to talk about and to mourn and the loss of life.
So
there's lots of time to get into.
Well, when is that time? 24 hours, 48 hours a week.
Yeah. I'm giving you till Tuesday.
Okay.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm giving you till Tuesday.
Where we can only say positive things about Kobe.
Well, yeah. And again, Matt, I am totally, because I thought of it almost immediately.
Right.
Right. The fact that whole thing that happened and I have thoughts on that,
yeah.
Right?
She's a journalist.
Yeah.
But this is also clearly a personality thing for her, right or wrong. You get to make your own decision on that. She's looking at this and going, fuck, are you all seriously going to celebrate this guy? Hey, remember this? And there it is. And then you look, is this that different than Michael? We've talked about this on the show before. Michael Jackson, not Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And what he's been through, and we're all still celebrating his music and these iconic hits, and people dance to them every weekend at weddings and clubs and whatever else. how do you separate the real life? And the thing that's complicated with Kobe is he was never found guilty of anything.
Right.
So
any payouts, it to me always bring a shitty light to it.
It looks guilty when you pay it off.
Right.
But he's got a wife and he's got a family. He's got Nike endorsements that are probably going to go away if this goes to trial.
Yeah. A la Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
But not all went away. Right. And everyone loves a comeback story.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you are already tainted with this.
Yes.
Guilty or not, right? You are already tainted. So why not fight it right to the end?
So why is a respected publication like the Washington Post suspending a reporter for reminding everybody that this is also part of this complicated story?
Yeah, and the reason why 3 days later she's been reinstated.
Unsuspended, yeah.
Is because...
Well, that's my question.
Somebody up. Somebody,
the backlash? Yeah, or
it's absolutely the backlash. 10,000 plus responses to it.
Yeah.
There was a woman, and her name escapes me, who covered the Lakers for ESPN, who said, yeah, she and Kobe didn't talk for 12 years.
Right.
Because he didn't like the way she covered that whole, the whole rape allegations. And so it wasn't until she got cancer that they started to talk again. And so, yeah, it's a huge thing, and it's a big part of his legacy. And again, to me, I look at somebody that dominant, somebody that puts up 80 points in an NBA game,
yep.
But you are only once deemed to be the best in the league. I think there's a lot of baggage that goes on there. And I struggle with the idea, knowing that at some point this is going to come up on the podcast.
Yeah.
And how do you handle that?
Because to me, you know, the way I am with the media and news and shit, I have a high standard for these people that I feel they often fall short of. And we can talk all day on Talkin' Sports about his athletic accomplishments. But the way the media covers this to me is just as legit as so many other things that they have to be held to a high standard. And I think it's important that somebody said, hey, don't forget...
Yeah.
That this thing happened.
He was godlike.
Yeah.
You hear people saying.
And so many people went, you can't say that today. You can. Well, when then? What's the rule? When these people eventually. OJ at some point is going to die. Can we not bring it up that day? A week later? 2 weeks later? When can we talk about that big thing we all remember that went down with OJ?
Not guilty, though.
Not guilty.
Same thing. But
also a big part of the story.
Also a civil lawsuit that was paid out.
Yeah. Well.
So which side of this fence do you come down on? You're feeling like the Post not have suspended her.
Right.
That she as a reporter, as a journalist.
I think she's showing her own side of this a little bit, but I think it's a legit point. I think you can bring that up. I think there's... She didn't come out and say, good, I'm glad he's dead because this happened.
Yeah, for sure.
She pointed to this and said, hey, while you're mourning, while you're thinking about this guy, don't forget this happened too. See, and I'm okay with that.
And I'm going to pull the fence post right out of my ass, or maybe I won't, because to me, as a journalist, I firmly believe, as you're suggesting, that she should have that right and she should not be suspended.
Right.
The flip side is I also feel like she should give it a day. Not suspension worthy.
Yeah.
Not suspension worthy.
She's totally open to all those people who went, hey, shut the fuck up for one day.
Totally fine.
I think that's okay too. Yep. I think you get to be emotional about it. I think you get to point that out. But I think she gets to point it out too. And as a journalist, there's no reason for the Washington Post to have stepped in and said, no, you can't talk about that today. We're mourning him today. Well, then let's mourn the whole story.
Right, because to me, you can't be somebody who stands behind freedom of the press and yet silence one of your...
Especially the Washington Post, that's their deal, right? They claim to be the pillar right now of free speech, and then there it is, man. And you didn't handle it very well.
And this is it. And so I think you let her take all those.
Yep. Yeah, you get to punch back if you want. You get to punch back at her, but the Post should not have suspended her.
Right.
Yep.
And so if I'm her, I just give it Monday morning.
Could be, man. Yeah, that's fair.
But I think it's totally fine
yeah.
for her to have that opinion and for people to take issue with it because that's part of that's the beauty of
that's the whole thing, man.
Yeah, you're out there, but to me, it's a totally
watching the post waffle was not encouraging as to what else they might waffle on and far more serious.
Well, and you look at here in Ottawa, right? When we used to have two very distinct newspapers,
yeah,
and then they're now all under the Post banner, yeah. right? And so. Yeah, it becomes an erosion when there's only one message. And so, yeah, you got to be careful. And so these sorts of things
yeah.
It's scary.
As I watch more and more of these things as we get on, I'm as interested in the coverage as I am in the actual things. And, you know, this was just another one where I go, you fucking drop the ball here. So,
yeah. Well, and you are looking for different avenues to get your information from.
Yep.
And you're looking for diverse.
Yep.
And nobody grows, you know, intellectually by staying in their own little soup and with people who agree with them. Nothing right. happens. And so you may disagree with Somner, whatever
her Sonos name. Or something yeah. like that. Yeah. The reporter from the Post that we're talking about.
But
right
the
now.
Idea is it's the discussion.
Yes.
It's the discussion where people grow. Disagree.
Yep.
That's what makes these kinds of things in these countries great, is the ability to have this discussion. Don't silence them.
Understanding does not arrive without conflict.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's where we are, man. What was the other thing we were supposed to hit on this?
Well, you sent me along a little bit
it's
about...
be stupid in comparison. To
about...
penis scandals.
Well, it was CNN.
Right.
It was CNN.
It is stupid.
And Vermont, fuck you, Vermont. Vermont passing a bill that
and you weren't loving the reporter,
honestly. But everything
we'll throw the audio in.
Everything
here.
With the uptick in the voice, right?
Yeah.
Queensland, Australia. And I'm like, yeah. oh my god,
she comes off like a ditz for
like
sure,
like an absolute ditz because her voice had that sort of.
Can you believe you're gonna yeah. be able to have up to 10 emojis in your license plate?
Honestly, God, man, I wanted to start like. Pushing forks into my ears. Like I was like,
I don't know why, but somebody came up with this idea. It's a proposal in Vermont anyway, that drivers should be allowed to do that. Up to six emojis? What? And the 10 numbers assigned by the DMV. Oh, that's funny. I know this isn't the story, but in my mind, it makes it seem like the people at the DMV would get to choose your emoji. Now that could be funny. You better treat people nice. Okay. Anyway, last year, Queensland, Australia, they became the first place to allow it on license plates. So how did that go? Okay.
Are you kidding me?
So this is the state of Vermont, and apparently they're citing, as you've said, Queensland, Australia. They're going to allow emojis in your license plate.
That's stupid.
Yeah, and this is why I bring it up, because I wonder... Despite being, I don't know, like 30 years younger than you, I often get accused on this show, yeah, of being the crotchety old man who hates everything. I hate this. And am I just a grumpy old fuck that says your license plate shouldn't be C smiley face 4 7 tongue sticking out 9
poop emoji.
Right. Of course it would be the all six digits being poop emoji.
Yeah.
Because who hasn't had six digits yeah, covered?
It's for sure it's got to be the peach.
Right.
Followed by the eggplant.
I hate this.
Followed by the poop emoji. Right there. And you're like, oh my God, look at the size
what
of that eggplant.
What is happening to us?
Why the Why eggplant, not a cucumber? Like, yeah. I'm just curious.
I don't think there is a cucumber emoji. Maybe there is. What the fuck do I know?
An English cucumber versus a eggplant. I don't get it.
People want this. People want emojis as a digit in their license
yeah,
plate.
No, and it shouldn't be.
Apparently all six. You can go smiley face, frowny face, blushing face, poop emoji, cucumber.
Blowing kisses.
Sure, sure. In that order only.
I want the double guns emoji. Do we have that? Can I give them the double guns?
In Vermont, you can.
See, it's dumb. And really, your license plate, as soon as they went with your own personalized one.
Ass man.
Right. You got that right. Who doesn't love that?
I love that.
Yeah, for sure.
Of course.
But yeah, as soon as you've allowed somebody to say, you know, you plus me equals fun FN, you're like, this is just a more illiterate version of that.
Yes. But isn't that the thing? Once you started to allow the novelty license plate, people to pick their own numbers that spell out, isn't this just a natural extension of our level of societal idiocy that goes, I'm going to put a smiley face on my license plate?
Well, once we got to the bumper stumpers thing, right?
And I love bumper stumpers. So good.
Okay, but once we went there,
yeah,
this is just a short. Now, you are not an emoji guy, though.
No, not really. Almost never.
You see, I am not an emoji guy ever. I don't know if I've ever sent an emoji.
I've used on our Instagram, I often use the headphone emoji, like, which is to tell people turn the sound on here, right? Because this is an audio clip, not
okay.
And the only other one that I use often is it's just a man shrugging his shoulders, like get the end of whatever point you're trying to make. Like, beyond that, it, man. But I wouldn't put it on my fucking license plate.
Yeah. Well, the shrugging one, followed by the double guns. I don't know, man.
By a man slamming on brakes, followed by head through windshield.
Yeah, see, there, now you're talking about followed by busted nose.
Yeah.
All those things. Yeah. And really, it's going to be the
break for Harvard graduates.
Yeah. It's going to be the audio of this. CNN, do better.
That's your hold up, eh? Because she did come off like an idiot.
Like an absolute idiot.
Like, this is the first time she's read it, and she's appalled by it, kind of like I was when I first
read it. And she kept, honestly, it's the, and huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like.
But to me, it's not even the idiot reporter. It's the whole principle that we're just eroding our fucking society down to its just base.
Grunting.
Yeah.
It's devolving.
You're going to call
actually what's gonna happen
as a cop. You know, I'm tailing this kissy face poop emoji, whatever. Like, this is who I'm tailing right now. Holy fuck. Can we just grow up just a little?
No, man. As I said, it's only getting worse. It's only getting worse.
You all suck, Vermont. Especially.
Although that woman, the one thing she did say was that rang true for me was, wherever you go, the person on the other side of the counter gets to assign the emojis for you.
That would be awesome.
Yes, exactly. 4X poop emoji right there. That's you.
Yeah. You roll into the DMV with a shitty attitude. They get to assign your license plate number.
Yep.
See? IMA 3 poop emojis.
Yes. Right. This is it. Or head.
I'm okay with that.
Or the smiling head. And then,
yeah.
And then
or the face palm.
Yeah, this is exactly right.
I'd be okay with that. Honestly, you don't get to pick
yours. There'd be a bunch of people running around. Honestly, if I'm submitting those for people, it's all like four emojis that are just getting used over and over again. The whole state.
Some big-chested blonde comes in and just walks away with 6 eggplant fucking emojis. Yeah.
Well, 2 fried eggs.
All right. Tagged on the end.
For sure.
That's Audio Whiplash for another week. We're at facebook.com/TallCanAudio. We're at TallCanAudio on Twitter and Instagram. We'll catch you all on the next one.
See ya!
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching TallCanAudio on your favorite podcast app.